Well, good afternoon, friends. We're here for a short time this afternoon to share with you good news of the gospel. Maybe you're one of those people who's never read the Bible for yourself, never taken or had the opportunity even. We'd like to give you that opportunity this afternoon, offer to you a copy of the New Testament in its entirety, offered to you free of charge and without any cost or any obligation to you, yours to take and do with as you will. But of course, were you to read the New Testament, read the Bible for yourself, maybe, who knows, you would get some surprises. Maybe you would find out, for example, that it's not about religion, but rather about a person. You know, the gospel is summed up in the words of the Bible, Christ died for sinners. Christ died for the ungodly. You see, Christ a person as opposed to an instituted religion. Christ Jesus, that is, you know, the one who is the Son of God, and of course proved, demonstrated to be the Son of God by the power of his resurrection from the dead. So as I often say to people, it's not religion that you need, it's a person that you need, and somebody who has done something for you and who is able to do something more for you. He has already died for sinners. He has already shed his precious blood on the cross in order that you might be washed and made clean, made right with God. And of course, he is able, as the Bible tells us, he is able to save to the uttermost all those who come to God through him. So we just like to speak to you about Jesus here this afternoon for a short while to introduce you to him, to commend him to you, that you too might believe, and that you might believe the truth, and that you might be set free. Talking to a gentleman just a few moments ago who was a religious gentleman, you know, people, all kinds of lost sinners, you know, in our country, just because a person is religious, that doesn't mean to say that they're right with God. That doesn't mean to say that they're on the pathway to heaven. That doesn't mean to say that they love God, that they love their neighbor, that they love holiness, that they love the truth. You know, it's the truth, and the truth is believing the right thing, you see, that makes a person right with God. And the truth, of course, is revealed to us in the Bible. Then, of course, well, as the gentleman said to me, your interpretation of it. Friends, the Bible has only one interpretation. Many applications, but only one interpretation. The Bible reveals to us that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, second person of the blessed Holy Trinity. God exists in three persons, one God, three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God sent his Holy Spirit into the world to convict men and women of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Sent his Son into the world to be the Savior of the world. And of course, God the Father, he was the one who did the sending. So you'd like to have a copy of the New Testament for yourself. It's offered to you. No cost, no obligation to you. Yours take and do with as you will. Bible speaks about the way of salvation, speaks about the way to heaven, the way that is to rightness with God. Thing is, you see, friends, we're all travelers, you know, from the moment that a person is born into this world. You know, they're a traveler, they're traveling through this world. This world is not the end game. This world is not the finish. We're all heading towards a destination of some kind, and the Bible tells us that there's only two destinations. One is heaven and the other one is hell. And of course, the question, of course, this afternoon that I would put to you is, which pathway is it that you're traveling on, and what will the destination be? Perhaps you don't even know. You're on this journey through life, it's going to come to an end. You're going to die just the same as everybody else, because it's appointed unto man once to die. And after this, of course, the Bible tells us, then comes the judgment. So we're all on this journey. Jesus, he speaks about two pathways, a broad one and a narrow one. He said one, the broad one, that ends up in destruction, eternal destruction, hell, in other words. And then the other one, the straight gate and the narrow pathway, that leads to heaven, that leads to an eternal destiny with God, you see. So the question is, you know, which pathway are you traveling on this afternoon? Friends, we want you to believe the truth. We want you to be loosed from the bondage of sin. We want you to be brought onto the right pathway, the one by which you can be absolutely assured that you're traveling on the right pathway and towards the right destination. Heaven, that is. Some people, of course, are still on the wrong pathway. You know, the Bible tells us that we're born onto the wrong pathway. We're conceived in sin. We're born in sin. We are sinful natures. And so right from the very start, you see, we're traveling in the wrong direction. There has to be a point, you see. There has to be a time in your life when you consciously and deliberately change direction. How you doing, guys? How you doing?
Let's see.
You having a good day?
Yeah, let's see.
Gospel, sir, gospel. You know the gospel? Jesus died for sinners. You believe in God?
About Jesus.
Yeah, about Jesus, sir, yeah. Yeah.
About Jesus. I believe in Jesus.
Do you? Good for you.
I'm Catholic.
Good. Oh, are you? Right, okay. No hope in the Pope, sir. No hope in the Pope. Yeah, it's Jesus you need, sir. Just Jesus. Yeah. Being a Roman Catholic won't save you. You need to be born again, sir.
Do you?
Uh-huh. That's what Jesus said. He said you must be born again.
How
did
you do that?
How do you do that? You don't. He does it. He does it.
Does it?
Uh-huh. Something he does. It's a miracle from God. It's a supernatural act of God whereby he changes a person's nature. You see, here's the trouble for all of us. You and me both, we're naturally born sinners. You know, we've got sinful natures. That's why we do things wrong. That's why we say things wrong. Maybe, you know, sometimes in a quiet moment you said to yourself, you know, why did I do that? I knew it was wrong, but I still did it, you know? And I keep doing it. Why do I keep doing it? I know it's wrong. You got it. You see, and the thing is, we keep doing things that are wrong because it's in our nature to do them. You see, we don't love God. We hate God. We don't love Jesus. We don't love God's commandments. We hate them. We do the very opposite because it's in our nature to do them. Until that is, we've been born again. And when God, you see, when he changes, when he miraculously changes us. Yeah. You want
one?
Of course you can. Give him a leaflet, John.
I've got a
leaflet. There you go. There, yeah.
I've got a book about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. There is about it.
Yeah, the Bible, sir. That's the best one.
It's about Job.
No.
God.
If you look at John chapter 3, yeah, that'll tell you what I'm talking about. You ever read, yeah?
God not make you born again when you go up in there?
No. It's got to happen before you go up. It's got to happen. It's got to happen before you go out of this world. Because once we go out of this world, it's too late.
It does.
But you read the Word of God, and it, as you. What's your first name?
Fred.
Yeah, I'm Jim. Fred. We will pray for you, Fred. But listen, read the Word of God for yourself. Yeah. The best advice I can give you.
My mom will have to help me because I've got learning difficulties, special needs, yeah, and epilepsy, and behavior problems.
I understand.
And these are my support workers.
That's good. But you read the Bible for yourself. That's the best advice I can give you. And pray as you read the Bible, Fred. Pray. Ask God to help you to understand.
Yeah.
That's the best advice I can give you.
I will.
Okay?
Thank you.
Good talking to you. Thank you, guys.
Do you want me to find Sean in
thank
there
you
for you? So you know where you're looking.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take that other one out, Jonathan. That's not appropriate for him.
Okay, so that's John Freak, You Must Be Born Again.
That's the one, yeah?
All about that.
Yeah.
A guy a bit like yourself who comes to Jesus and says, what on earth does that mean?
Okay. Have a good day, guys. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. So I was saying, friends, you know, it's like I was saying to the religious man that, you know, the nature has to be changed. You know, no one, here's the thing, you know, no one ever loved God, you know, until they were born again. You see, we're natural born God haters, you know. We don't like God, we don't want God, we don't even think about God, you know. He's not in all our thoughts, you know, because, not unless there's a street preacher out talking to you about him, like, you know, he wouldn't even be in your thoughts today, would he? You know, but that's because, you see, we're dead in our trespasses and sins. We're in darkness of mind, you know, in unbelief. We're born that way, you see, and we grew up that way. And, well, it just gets worse and worse, you know, because we grow in sin, you see, and the sin multiplies, and we get more cynical and more unbelieving the older we get, you know. Until that is, of course, a person is born again, well then, you know, when a person is born again, when their nature's been changed, then they love God, you see. They want God, desire God, seek God, they want to obey God, they want His Word, you see. The desires change, you see. It's a miracle from God. Thing is, you see, you can be religious yourself. You don't need my help to be religious. You don't need God's help to be religious. You know, just go to the mosque, the synagogue, the temple. Take your pick, world religions. Here's the thing, friends. Outside of the gospel of Jesus Christ, there is not one iota of salvation. Nothing but damnation in all your world religions. Only in the gospel of God's Son Jesus Christ is there salvation to be found. There is no other God save Jesus Christ. And the new birth, you see, friends, that's a miracle. That's something God does. That's something you do. You know, I can get you to do all kinds of things here today, you know. I could get you to say things. I could get you to say prayers. I could give you my Bible, get you to read my Bible. I get you to do all kinds of things. But, you see, it's not about what you do. It's about what God does. And God... Okay. Yeah. Okay, sorry to hear that. Sorry.
It's not one of mine. We're virgins.
They
went to the funeral.
Oh, do you? Right, okay.
That's why I'm all
saving the movies. I see that, yeah. A sad time, eh? Sad time for you, sir, eh? Well.
Yeah,
you too, eh? You too, eh? Yeah, you too. Yeah. So you see, we've just been reminded, you see, gentlemen, they're just telling me, you know, that they've just been doing a funeral at St. Luke's. I don't know where that is, but it's a reminder, you know, in the providence of God, you know, such times as that bereavement comes to us, you know, and it's a reminder to us, friends, you know, that we're mortal, you know. That we're not always for this world, you know. The day's coming when, you know, like, you're going to die, friends. You're going to die, we're all going to die. You're going to die as something, whatever it is that takes you out of this world. You're going to die. And you're going to immediately meet God. And some of you, you know, you say that God doesn't exist. You say that you don't believe that God exists. You say in your foolish, darkened heart that there is no God. You're going to meet Him and you're not going to say, oh, what a surprise, God. I didn't know you existed. Won't be like that at all, friends. You're going to be confronted with the God that you knew existed. Because you know that God exists the same as I do. We all do. God says He's made it plain to you. He's shown it to you. He says you even understand that God is. And as a result of all that God has done made, you see, there's none of us get any excuse at all. But what we do is, you see, in our sinful natures, what we do is we suppress the truth of the knowledge of God. We hold it down in unrighteousness because why? We don't want there to be a God. Why? Because we love our sin. You love the sin, that's why you won't come to the light. You got a passionate love affair going with sin. You love the stuff. You wallow in the stuff. You know? And you don't want to let it go. You don't want to let it go. You're enjoying your sin. You're enjoying the party. You're reveling in this stuff, you know? And that's the reason why you won't come to the light. You don't like the light. You love the darkness rather than the light. But friends, that's the pathway to perdition. That's the pathway to the damnation of hell, to eternal destruction. And so we come to you today, why? Because we want to upset you? Because we want to give you a bad day? A bad head? No, friends. We come because we love you, and we want you to be removed from the danger. You see, the Bible says, because of your unbelief, because of your suppression of the truth in unrighteousness, the wrath of God is already being revealed against all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. And so friends, like I say, the nature has to be changed, you see? The desire for sin, passionate love affair with sin has to be broken off. The relationship has to be broken, and you have to get into a right relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. That's the only way, the only place of safety. Out from under the wrath of God, out from under the displeasure of God as a result of your sin and your personal involvement in it. You must be born again, friends. So the Bible, you see, speaks about the way to heaven. You're on the wrong road. You're building your lives and your hopes on sand. Some of you it's secular sand. Some of you it's religious sand. But I tell you, in the words of Jesus, ye must be born again. Except a man is born again, he cannot perceive the kingdom of God. Never mind, enter into it. So friends, you must be born again. Something God does, something God alone does sovereignly. He chooses, not you. His choice. I chose you, you didn't choose me, Jesus said to his disciples. But we place our hope as we come to you here this afternoon to tell you about the love of God, to tell you how you can be saved, that God will, in His goodness, kindness and mercy, that He will command the light to shine into your hearts and minds and reveal the knowledge of Himself to you in grace, in love, in salvation, that you might be born again to a living hope. You know, the resurrection of the dead. New birth, of course, is the beginning of the resurrection. You know, you have to be raised from the deadness of your unbelief and of your sin. So the gospel, you see, that's the pathway, and that's the only path to glory, heavenly glory, instead of hell. The way of faith, you see, it's the way of faith, it's the way of believing. Bible says it's by faith, you see, not by works, not by religious works or any other kind of works. God assures us in His Word, the Bible, He says that no flesh will ever be justified in His sight by works, you know. I mean, what can you do that would be acceptable to God? What can any of us do that would be acceptable to God? I mean, here you are, you're just a lump of walking, breathing, talking sin. That's all you are. Everything about us is sinful. Hearts that are deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Friends, you know, everything that we do is tainted with sin. So therefore, everything that you would offer to God as a sacrifice, something that would make you acceptable to God is totally unacceptable because it's defiled, it's tainted with sin. So if God's going to accept you, it's got to be on the basis of someone else. Something else outside of you. Because your righteousness, as God says, even the very best of your deeds, He says, they're like filthy rags in His sight. So that you get nothing, you see. You get nothing to offer to God. It can only be by faith, you see, by believing in the perfect righteousness of God. The righteousness of God, which ought to terrify you, because God is utterly and absolutely and totally righteous. That ought to terrify the living daylights out of you when you even think about it. But there's a righteousness from God that's received by faith, a righteousness from God that's revealed where? Revealed in the gospel. The good news concerning God's Son Jesus Christ, who died for sinners and rose again from the dead to justify them and to give them new life. You see, the revelation of the righteousness from God in Jesus, His perfect obedience, you see? You're not able to fulfill God's righteousness, neither am I. None of us are, because of our sinful nature. But here's the thing, friends, Jesus came and Jesus lived a perfect, blameless life in Him. It's no sin, none whatsoever. He was perfect, is perfectly righteous. And when a person believes, that's the operative word, friends, believe, 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 believe. Faith, you see, by faith alone, by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. When a man or woman believes in Jesus, credit to that person is the perfect righteousness of God revealed in His Son, Jesus Christ. So it's faith, you see, but not faith in anything. You can believe the teaching of the Jehovah's Witnesses, that won't save you. You can believe in the teachings of the Pope of Rome, that won't save you. You can believe in the teachings of Mecca, that won't save you. You can believe in the teachings of Buddha, that won't save you. That won't make you right with God. It's believing the truth. It's believing in Jesus, He who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. You see, it's faith, friends. It's believing the way to heaven, the way to rightness with God. Faith, friends. Faith, just believing. Only believe, says Jesus. Read the Gospels, read the New Testament for yourself. See that these things are so. Everybody who comes to Jesus, all kinds of problems, problems with evil, problems with relationships, all kinds of problems, and the answer given is the same every time to every person, different words, but the same answer. Only believe. Just believe. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. You see, friends, faith is the answer. Faith is the key. Believing. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But then, of course, the person who believes, the person who truly believes, is the person who repents. Repentance, you see, first words of Jesus recorded in the New Testament are these: repent and believe the gospel. Why? Because the kingdom of God is at hand, and because the only way you can enter God's kingdom is in the way of repentance and faith. Word repentance means a change of mind. Has to be a change of mind, you see, about yourself, your eternal destiny, you know, your relationship, or rather the lack of relationship with God. A change of mind with regards to God Himself, His existence and being. A change of mind with regards to what God has revealed in His Word, in the Bible. A change of mind? You see, about Jesus, about the Son of God and the Savior of the world. The word repentance, it means change of mind. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, his thinking. Your thinking has to be abandoned, forsaken, and your thinking has to be aligned with God's thoughts that you find alone in the Bible and nowhere else. So the way, the pathway to glory, the pathway to heaven, the pathway to getting right with God is the pathway of repentance and faith. Because, as Jesus says, without, well, there's no entering into the kingdom of God. And then, of course, confessing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You know, if you truly believe Him, if you've repented of your sin, then you must needs confess Him. You know, that He is your Savior. That you truly believe that He died for your sins and that He rose again from the dead. Yes, sir? You a believer, sir? You a believer? Good on you. Been born again, sir? Been born again, sir? Doesn't know what that means, no? There you go, see? A lot of people who say they believe, friends. A lot of people who claim the name, you know, but when you ask them that very simple question, are you born again, they don't even know what it means. They can't explain it. It's a phenomenon, friends. It's a radical, revolutionary change inside of you, in your heart, that transforms you and fills you ablaze with love for God that you never knew before or never experienced before. So the way to heaven, confessing the Lord Jesus Christ. If you truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll confess Him, you know, to your fellow men. You know, you'll go about all the day long telling people, you know, about Jesus and what He's done for you. And of course, what He can do for others too. A lot of people call themselves Christians today, but seem to me to be somewhat struck dumb. And then, of course, this leads on to obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ, you know. If you're my disciples, Jesus says then, well, you'll obey my word, you know. You'll obey my word. Again, you see, friends, you know, if you truly love Jesus, then you'll love His Word, you'll love the Bible, you'll want to read it, you'll want to study it, you'll want to obey it, you know. You want to do the things that He tells you, you know. You call me Master and Lord, but you don't do the things, you know what? I call you me Lord, Lord, you know what, when you don't do the things that I say, you know. People, Jesus says, you know, in that day, will come to Him and say, you know, that they preached on the streets, you know. They did miracles in His name. They prophesied in His name. They did all kinds of things. And Jesus will say to them, get out of my sight, you workers of iniquity. Friends, there has to be obedience. Obedience to God, obedience to His commands. But here's the thing, you see, friends, those commandments of God, you know, thou shalt have no other gods before me, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet, and so on, you know, these commandments are an anathema, you know, they're hateful to the natural man or woman. It's not until a man or woman's been born again that they love those commandments. They delight in those commandments. They're no longer a burden to them. So it comes back to it again and again. You see, the nature has to be changed. You have to be born again. You have to become a new person in Jesus Christ. Altogether new. The old goes away and the new comes. Is that you, friends? Is that you? I'm not asking you here, are you religious? I'm not asking you, do you do the beads? I'm not asking you, do you do the seven pillars, you know, of the of Mecca? I'm not asking you, do you do the seven stations of the cross? the five pillars of Mecca, sorry, got that wrong. That's not what I'm asking you. I'm not asking you, are you religious? I'm asking you, have you been born again? I'm asking you, is your heart aflame with love for God, for Jesus Christ? Do you glory in the fact that Jesus Christ died for your sins? Because here's the thing, friends, and this is why we're here today, because, you see, it's through the gospel that God has ordained that men and women be born again. Through hearing the gospel, hearing the good news of God's salvation, that men and women come to be born again, come to be made new creatures in Jesus Christ. Through a person, Jesus, you see, I emphasize that, a person, not a religion. And the person's name is Jesus, and what did he do? He died. He died on a Roman cross some 2,000 years ago. You say, big deal. Thousands of guys died in Roman crosses 2,000 years ago. Sure they did. But only one who was an appointed Savior. Only one who was the Son of God. Only one who was dying. Not because he deserved to die, but dying for others. That's what he did. And who did he do it for? He did it for the ungodly. Was it mean to be ungodly? Young woman asked me the question. I said to her, it means to be contrary to God in your nature and contrary to God in your practice. And that's why you must be born again, because until your nature's changed, till God changes your nature, the practice will never change. That's why you must be born again. Because that's the change of nature that's required, you see. And only God can perform. Can you bring a clean thing out of an unclean, God says? Impossible with you. You know, can you change the spots in a leopard, God says? No, you see, that's his natural state condition. Nobody could change the spots in a leopard. That's impossible. Of course it is. So can you who are accustomed to doing evil, how can you do good, says God? Likewise, impossible with you, because your nature's sinful. So it would take a miracle, wouldn't it, to change the spots in a leopard? And it would take a miracle to change your sinful nature. So you see, friends, through the gospel, the good news, Jesus, you see, has made that change possible. Jesus has made that miracle possible. Jesus came, he lived and loved and died and rose again from the dead. He did the business. He did the work. He did everything necessary in order that men and women might be born again. It is the desire of God, you see, that the gospel be preached in all the world. It's the desire of God, you see, that men and women hear the gospel, hear the good news, even in Canada today. So it's God's desire that men and women such as you and I, that we be born again, that we hear the gospel, and that God enable us to respond to it in repentance and faith. These, you see, the whole thing from beginning to end is a gift of God. The wages of sin is death. That's what you're earning day by day, moment by moment. The wages of sin is death, physical death, eternal death, everlasting death. But the gift of God, the free gift of God, is eternal life through Jesus Christ, whom we declare to you here this afternoon. The free gift of God, you see. And the free gift of God is received. Is received by faith, you see. Again, without faith it's impossible to please God. But God tells us he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek after him. Jesus says, seek and ye shall find. Knock and ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, for he will have mercy and abundantly pardon you. Forgiveness, you see, friends, that's the heart of the gospel. That God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Possibilities there, friends, because God sent His Son, because the business has been done. Jesus cried from the cross, "It is finished," in triumph, done, all been done, nothing for you to do, me to do. That is, but believe, these things were written, friends, these things were written that you might believe, know that Jesus is the Son of the living God, and that through believing in His name that you might have life, eternal life in His name. Gospel for God's forgiveness, pardon for your sins, mercy and compassion. God is holy, righteous and true, but He's also compassionate, merciful to sinners. He sent His Son. His Son came. For Jesus so loved the world that He came and lived and loved and died and rose again from the dead, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For Jesus did not come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Faith, friends. Faith in Jesus. That's the pathway to glory. Repentance and faith towards the Son of God. That's the only way. There is only one way. I am the way, Jesus says. No other. No man comes to the Father but by me. So friends, you know, the promise of God, salvation, rest for your soul. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy, my burden is light, Jesus says. Rest for your soul from your guilty fears. Rest from the slavery of sin. You know, some people live with the delusion. You know, that slavery was brought to an end some couple of hundred years ago. It wasn't. It never has been. Every man and woman born into this world is born into slavery. And the only one who can end your slavery is Jesus. He's the only one who can set you free. He's still liberating slaves today. Slaves to sin, every man and woman. Rest, eternal, glorious rest is promised for those who come to Him believing in the pathway of repentance and faith. No other way, friends. No other way. Repent ye and believe the gospel, Jesus says. For the kingdom of God's at hand. That's why. Near to you, close to you. Come to me, says Jesus. Repent ye and believe the gospel, Canuck. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God is at hand. You would like